Born in Fourquevaux in Haute-Garonne, Jean-Paul Laurens became famous in 1872 at the age of 34 through his paintings depicting the great tragedy of history with subjects that unashamedly glorified Republican virtues. As an official artist, he received many commissions to decorate buildings with patriotic, edifying scenes inspired by the history of France. Laurens produced a series of paintings depicting the Franciscan monk Bernard Delicieux, who was opposed to the Inquisition during the campaign to eliminate Catharism in Languedoc. In this artwork, the monk bravely stands his ground before the judges. As a native of a region where this dramatic event took place, Laurens spent a lot of time researching his work, resulting in a stirringly profound scene. Jean-Paul Laurens has chosen to depict the judgment scene, seated in the middle of the front row, opposite Bernard Delicieux. The head inquisitor is flanked by two monks. Representatives of the church, cardinals and bishops, sit behind them. Wearing the Franciscan habit, the monk points accusingly to the judges, whose firm, accusing, or indifferent expressions embody a sense of rigid repression. Their attitude is reinforced by the presence of the two monks, whose faces are hidden from view. The inquisitor, wearing a judge's ceremonial dress, appears to be outraged by the words spoken by the Franciscan monk. The painting is a clear defense of the republican values the artist holds dear. He denounces fanaticism and praises the bravery of those who oppose power-yielding fanatics. Laurens' composition is designed to promote that message, harnessing a perfectly controlled dramatic effect. And yet, at the Paris Salon Art Exhibition of 1887, critics expressed mixed views. History painting in the style practiced by Laurens was not in keeping with emerging movements such as Impressionism, and his choice of a medieval subject matter was far removed from the concerns of the other artists at the time. Despite that, Laurens is now widely considered to be the inventor of a new style of history painting in the second half of the 19th century, very well documented and rendered skillfully dramatic.